And now the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran's attempt to put a satellite into orbit poses a missile threat. Pompeo accused Tehran of defying United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231 on Iran's 2015 nuclear deal, which Washington withdrew from just last year. He added, launch shows that Iran is pursuing enhanced missile capabilities that threaten the Middle East and Europe. Iran on Tuesday successfully launched a satellite named Payam, but it failed to go into orbit due to technical problems. Days earlier, Pompeo urged Iran to call off the launch, arguing the satellite uses technology identical to that of ballistic missiles. However, research centers say that there is no indication of military use in Iran's project. And joining us now is a Colin Campbell, Press TV correspondent out of Washington, D.C., and Mr. Monument, author and former U.S. diplomat in Washington, D.C. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for joining us. And now, Colin, I'm going to go ahead and start with you. Give us the latest with respect to this story, if you could.
Yeah, so right now, the Secretary of State is getting some pushback from lawmakers who believe that this anti-Iranian tour, basically, through the Middle East was somewhat disingenuous. As they looked at what was happening as far as the U.S.'s response to its troops in Syria and how the U.S., how the Trump administration wants to pull out, they believe that this tour was basically a distraction because of the pushback and the criticism that the president is getting for drawing down troops within Syria. They believe that the animadversions that the president is receiving is because of criticisms borne by the idea that the administration needs to find another boogeyman for the administration to strike back against, and Iran seems to fit that bill. So they've been focusing on Iran's missile launching capabilities, saying that this could be a threat to the United States, although they haven't received, or at least it hasn't been made public, any specific intelligence that Iran posed an immediate threat to the United States, other than that they have a military, other than that they can launch missiles, other than that they have other types of capabilities that several other countries have. There hasn't been that specific threat that could make the argument that Iran is an imminent threat to the United States. However, they feel that this tour was to drum up support in order to put Iran in check, in order for it to have a waning influence in the Middle East region. The U.S., the Trump administration, rather, feels threatened by the fact that Iran may feel emboldened, and that because of the troop drawdown in Syria, it may have a gaining influence in the Middle East, eclipsing that of the United States.
And Mr. Michael Freeman, if we could swing over to you really quick. Hello, and nice to have you back on the program. Now, sir, Pompeo, if Iran has friends in Iraq or Syria, it's spreading its influence. U.S. can have friends anywhere in the world, but Iran, obviously, according to Washington's narrative, is not allowed to. It cannot have missiles for deterrent capabilities, defensive capabilities. Doesn't want it to have, you know, the U.S. doesn't want Iran to have any kind of missile program whatsoever. And now it's even attacking scientific advancement. Your thoughts on the hypocrisy there?
Well, it's basically more nonsense from a nonsensical government. It can't define what a ballistic missile is. It seems to think that anything that might go beyond the next block is a great danger to the United States and Israel, the apartheid entity. And it completely ignores the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which is binding on the United States as per the agreement of the United Nations Security Council. Yet at the same time, the Americans, which denounced the JCPOA, are back saying we have to invoke the JCPOA, where it says that it might require supervision if Iran wanted to build intercontinental ballistic missiles. They seem to be ignoring the fact that Israel has had a space program since 1988, that's 30 years now or more, and they've been putting satellites into orbit for national security purposes. The Americans seem to ignore the fact that the Chinese are growing plants on the far side of the moon, and the Russians also have a space program, but somehow Iran can't. They can't have missiles, they can't have nuclear power, they can't have this, they can't have that. And it's basically outrageous nonsense that Iran is now the new enemy because the Americans have destroyed Yugoslavia, they've destroyed Iraq, they've destroyed Libya, they've destroyed Syria, and they've destroyed Yemen. Now, who's left? Saudi Arabia? Israel? We can't fight them. No, no. They are our great allies, and they are great supporters, even though they have repeatedly attacked the United States.
And, Colin, we know that Pompeo has made a really last-ditch effort now in the last couple of weeks trying to garner support in the Middle East with his anti-Iran campaign. A lot of critics say he's been largely, has had a really largely, for the most part, unsuccessful attempt at doing so. What can you tell us with that regard?
Yeah, he's really been trying to drum up support, and he's getting pushback from European countries as well. One of the issues that Pompeo has been definitely mired in is the relationship between the U.S. and Turkey. And this is because of the complex relationship between the U.S., Turkey, and, of course, the Kurds. While the U.S. believes the Kurds are allies to the U.S., which they may be, they are very antagonistic towards the Turks. And the U.S. has definitely threatened sanctions, economic sanctions, on Turkey if it makes any type of militaristic advances on the Kurds, Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, has definitely criticized the Trump administration over. So therefore, they believe that even in trying to drum up this support, they would get the support and the encouragement from other foreign leaders in the Middle East region, but they're not getting this. They're actually being criticized for this, and it's backfiring.
And before we let you guys go, Mr. Springer, one last thing. Pompeo could have probably held off on this, or actually did it before Trump announced the troop withdrawal in Syria, because, after that announcement, you have to admit that makes Washington look somewhat weaker, that it's suffered somewhat of a defeat if it's going to go ahead, hang the, gloves up in Syria. Okay, we couldn't get the overthrow we wanted here. We're out. It didn't get what it wanted in Afghanistan after 17 years. You mentioned Libya, a few other countries. You mentioned Iraq. It's been made a mess. Even Trump has admitted that himself. So isn't this really a bad time for Pompeo, because he hasn't been able to rile Arab leaders up? A lot of them don't even see Iran as the threat. They say, look, Jordan and Egypt, to be particular, look, Washington, you've totally over-exaggerated Iran's threat and growing influence in the Middle East. We don't see it the way you do. The only people that probably do agree with them are the royal family in Saudi Arabia and some of the people in Tel Aviv. Your thoughts?
Well, that's exactly right. Netanyahu is cheering on Pompeo's wild statements. This nonsense about how America is a force for good in the region and Iran is a force for evil is totally out of touch with reality. And, he's only got the Gulf Cooperation Council set up by the Saudis in his corner, really. And he simply does not deal with reality. It's a good thing the Americans are withdrawing from Syria, if in fact they do so, and don't continue to bomb Syria from Iraq or somewhere else. So I think on the one hand, it makes America look weak, but on the other hand, it makes it look strong because it's realized what a mistake it's made and what a disaster it's done in Syria and how the United States should get out. And it's a start, I think, towards getting all foreign powers out of the middle of Syria and out of the region so that the countries involved can go ahead and develop their own lifestyles and economy and democracy.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us here on our news review program. Out of Washington, D.C., Press TV's Colin Campbell and Michael Springman, author and former U.S. diplomat. Thank you both, and thank you, viewers. That's a wrap for your news review.